Yes, sir.
Case number 11,252, Diana Morin, north of Route 54, east of Laws Point Road, 930 feet north of Swan Drive, being lot 25, block E within Swan Keys Development. Tax map is District 533, map 12.16, parcel 306. A variance from the side yard setback requirements.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Diana Moran, and my residence is 7907 Hilltop Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland, 21236.
You are?
Thomas Moran, 7907 Hilltop Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland, 21236.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening. We purchased a mobile July the 3rd, 2013, an existing mobile, and
in Swan Keys.
And we already have a certificate of compliance it was issued back in 1981, and I guess I just need a continuance on the compliance. The rear of the trailer, and the trailer's never been moved. The rear of the trailer is 0.5 foot. Do you have a copy of the
yes.
survey?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay, it shows that the rear of the trailer is 0.5 foot short, and in the front is 1.2 short.
Do you want to address the standards for granting a variance, or why you need this variance? Okay, you know the standards. There are the uniqueness of the property.
I think the standards are supposed to be 5 foot in.
Well, let me ask you these questions. If, sorry, the uniqueness of the property. Do you feel the property is unique?
No.
You don't think the property is unique?
I don't understand.
It's only 40 feet wide.
It's, okay. So then it is unique.
Okay, can you answer?
If I may, Mr. Rickard.
No possibility, go ahead.
Did you apply for the variance yourself?
I did.
And did you remember signing a piece of paper that said you understand that you had to convince this board of certain things?
I'm sorry?
Do you remember signing a piece of paper stating that you had to convince this board of you meet certain criteria, standards?
I was thinking that the trailer was never moved and that it was given a certificate of compliance in 1981.
Mm-hmm. Ma'am, what was the reason for the application?
I was told I had to apply because it wasn't within the 5 foot on the sides.
And who advised you that you needed to apply?
I think it was a surveyor.
Yeah.
When you filled out the application, there's a form that listed the standards. The standards are that the property or the circumstances needs to be unique, that the property cannot be developed in strict conformity with the code, that the proposed variance is necessary to enable reasonable use, that you have not created the exceptional practical difficulty, that the variances are the least modification possible, and that they will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. So what the board will require you to do before they can issue a decision is for you to address each of those standards. So if you've got some factual background that you want to go through to give the board some background, because what we have to do is build a record for this board to have substantial evidence to support any decision it may make.
And you've certainly established the fact that it wasn't created by you.
It wasn't created by me.
That's one of five.
And who was your surveyor, ma'am, that picked this up?
I can't read it. Greg somebody?
Simpler Survey and Associate.
Simpler.
Simpler.
Paul Farm Road, Frankfort, Delaware.
Okay.
Was there variances granted on this property?
Before?
Prior.
Ride this in?
I think so.
Well, she's looking at that. The variance, will that alter the central character of the neighborhood, or is there other?
No, it won't, no.
Everything's staying the same, you just.
Yes.
Right.
Nothing's changed.
And we're not moving it or getting a new one or anything?
Nothing.
And the request that, these are the minimum that, that will give you relief, is that correct?
I'm sorry.
The minimum adjustments to give you relief? In other words, the minimum adjustments that you're asking for. In other words, the setback adjustments. That's the minimum. Are they sufficient for you?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Major need.
Yes.
I don't have any record of any variances applied for, approved or denied for this property.
Let me ask you just one more question.
Do you want to see the
deck that was put on, not the deck, the steps on your.
Yeah, that was taken care of.
North side.
Yeah, that was taken care of.
I have a new
survey.
What do you mean? It was taken care of?
Somebody came and cut.
Yeah, cut there.
Okay.
Cut
so the
4 inches off the steps.
All right, so 4 inches are off the steps. The steps are in.
Right.
Compliance.
In compliance now?
Yes.
All right. I don't have any other questions, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Wortman.
Sir, on the one print said shed to be removed, and then the other side shed will be being moved, not being moved.
Not being moved.
You're not going to move the shed
no.
out?
No, we're not.
Okay.
Was it there when you
yes.
bought it there?
Yes.
Okay. One said that to be removed, but you're not going to remove it now?
No.
Okay. No. So simpler to remove then, okay. Okay. Mr. Hudson, do you have any further questions?
I have no other questions. Mr. Sharp, did you have a further question?
The steps, which steps are you referring to? I haven't seen the survey that I guess you've just circulated. Which?
Yeah, we're.
I have an extra one.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm just trying to visualize what the variance request is at this point.
Yeah, it's on the side of the mobile. I don't know what's east or west. I don't know. But the set of steps that go in the door, and they set out, I guess, within the five foot.
Would this be the landing? If you were facing the house from the road, that would be to your left?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you've removed that entire set of steps?
No, they were cut back.
How far have you cut them back?
I think they cut it back by like 6 inches.
Okay. 6 inches?
To meet the standards.
So he did a new one.
To meet the standards, right?
It doesn't meet the standards, but the required setback is 10 feet.
Back when the trailer, what I understand, back when the trailer was put there or the mobile was put there, it had to be within 5 feet of your property lines.
That's correct.
Right. But if you cut 6 inches off of it and it looks like it was pretty close to the property line, it's not 5 feet. So you would still need a variance. That's all we're trying to establish.
Yeah, right.
Can help.
So you still need all these variances that you're looking at, right? Right on the original
request.
Request.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Nope. Hearing none. Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11,252 as the original. We discussed the second survey, but the original survey that we have in front of us is the needs a tenth of a foot for the shed, needs a 5.5-foot variance for the mobile home, needs a 9.8-foot variance for the landing, And needs a 6.4 tenths of a foot for the front.
Okay.
With that, I can see where the applicant felt that they were in compliance, and the county, again, has, not again, but I mean, has issued a CO, which you immediately would let them know that they feel that they're in compliance. So the uniqueness of the property warrants the adjustments. Even if one is a mobile home park, you probably wouldn't have made the 20-foot separations or anything like that. So it's been issued by the inspector at that time that he felt that you were, all your setbacks were right. So there's uniqueness to the property, which is the 40-foot. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, correct? The unnecessary hardship and practical difficulty was not created by you, was approved by the zoning inspector. A variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the requested variance is minimum that will afford relief.
Okay, may I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickers, and a second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 11,252. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
And aye, Mr. Calabay, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,252 is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.